Blog Talk Radio.
All right, we're back on again. It appears now I have some power over my chat. So, where were we as far as fire goddess and whatnot? And who is area code 289? Where were we?
That's me.
Who's
can
this?
You hear me?
Yes, I can.
Okay, hello.
Hi.
I'm Lachelle. Hi.
Rochelle?
Lachelle.
Rochelle. Okay.
Lachelle, like Michelle, but mm-hmm. Lachelle. Thank you.
Okay. What can I do for you this evening?
Well, I was just interested in seeing what you could see. When it comes to past lives.
Okay, so you're looking for past life information?
Yep.
What would you like to know?
Okay. My previous incarnation, the one before who I am today, because I have a little insight about a few other lives, but before who I am today. So my last past life.
So your very last past life.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Okay. You said your name's Rochelle, huh?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. I will tell you about your past life, but there's some other lives that you came here pretty quickly, if you want that information, I'd give it to you.
I can
still give you what you're asking.
Okay.
You've been aborted a couple of times.
Okay.
So they were pretty... few past lives pretty quickly because whomever you had came through or to, they had an abortion. So your energy's been trying to get through here for quite some time. Now, your very last life, okay, I'm going to take a look at that. Your name's Rochelle, right?
Lachelle, like Michelle, but L-A instead of M-I.
Lachelle, okay.
Yeah.
Just relax a little bit. And just clear your mind and let me in. You're a very happy person in your past life. You were married, extremely happy, happy with your husband. I don't see any kids.
Okay.
I don't know if you... I'm figuring maybe it has something to do with those previous experiences. Do you have any children now? Or are you
Yes, I do.
You do? Oh,
yeah,
great.
I do now. Yeah.
That's great. Yeah, what I can see is you are married, being a young gentleman, and you're extremely happy, very happy. You all stayed together a very long time. Although I don't see any kids.
Okay.
Is there something more you'd like to get into that?
What kind of person I was, like what was my, or maybe even just the time period, anything that can
very
give
cheerful.
Me a little more.
Very,
okay.
You're a very cheerful person.
Mm-hmm.
That was a great tribute to your marriage. Was you were very cheerful and a great supporter, and your husband really adored you. You guys got old together. Although I don't see you with that person at this time, you haven't came across them. Are you married now?
No.
Okay. But you haven't come across that person of your past life. So, I don't know if you will. This time, you all are somewhat searching to be reacquainted again.
Hmm.
You know, unconsciously or subconsciously.
Yeah.
Although, let me see if I could figure out how you guys could meet. Well, I have good news. He is in the U.S. What I'm picking up is he's around, like, the Chicago area. Are you from the Midwest?
I'm from Canada, actually.
Okay. I'm picking up he's around that Midwest area there.
Hmm.
Illinois. Y'all are kind of distant, but souls do eventually find their way. You know, like the rain evaporating, you know, back into moisture again.
Mm-hmm.
Everything always finds its way back to its origin or its purpose.
Hmm.
So even in this life, or possibly the next life, you all will be pretty close. In other words, you're coming close to meeting that individual again.
Okay.
All right. Manifestation.
Science and math. Science
and math. How's it going?
It's great. Good to hear you in your
great astrologer
natural
here.
Thank you. That means a lot coming from the 16th year. I'm curious about future.
What can we do for you?
I'm pondering the future. I wanted your interpretation of the future for me. What you see?
Speak up a little bit more. I can't hear you.
The future, brother. I was curious about your interpretation.
Your future?
How you see me in the future? Yeah.
Okay. How far in the future? 5 years? 10 years?
Start with 5.
Looking in the future, I could just be a few years. You know, some people
5 years.
They ask, can you look into my future? And then I'll say, okay, well, you know, 30 years from now, you're such and such and such. And they say, well, I meant, you know, while I'm young, or, you know, within the next few years. So that's why, in order to channel what they're asking, I have to know a time frame. I'm just saying, for example, I'm not speaking to you directly, just in general. So that's why I have to have a specific, not a specific date, although a specific time frame. And maybe,
okay, how about
you know,
40 years, brother?
Are you sure? 40 years, huh?
Yeah.
Now you just said 3-4 years, don't you? Which one?
Well, since you kind of clarified some things, how you're going about it, I'm curious about 40 years from now.
Clear your head for me, if you can. You're thinking about quite a few things. If you can just erase your thoughts and put them to the side for a sec. Read you and look into you. Four years from now, you're very healthy. It's almost like you've kept your youth. And you're very extremely healthy, and you are really into nutrition, or being a nutritionalist, and taking care of your body. And your thoughts are pretty, I guess, because you don't deal with ideas too much that weigh you down or that puts a negative. You don't really put any stress on your body or anything. Is that correct? You have absolutely no stress or no worries at all, practically. Are you there?
Yes, sir.
Okay, I was asking you a question.
Oh, do I have any stresses?
Do you
right now?
Do you stretch much? Do you stress much, or do you worry much? My question. Well, I don't see much stress or worry in the future.
In the past, definitely. But as of the present, that's weaning myself off that negativity.
Your energy is pretty free. Back then, like I said, your body is very healthy. I don't see, I'm not going to say you're a loner, although 40 years from now, I don't see a spouse with you at the time you're sort of on a solo type journey.
Mm.
So I don't know if maybe your spouse passes away or whatnot.
Interesting. They're definitely picking up on something, especially with the nutrition. Can I ask you, do you see me living in America or in a foreign land, or just traveling?
All right, I'm back. I got disconnected somehow. y'all still there?
Yep.
Yes, sir.
I kind of clicked on my other line. Somebody that should have been in the queue called me. And in the process of me clicking over, somehow it hung up. So I'm back. Manifestation, as I was saying, you look very healthy, man. I mean, in other words, you know, people, you know, because you'd be almost 80 years old, you know, in that time. And you look like you were still in your 50s and 40s, man, you know.
Wow.
Your health is really well. Harvey?
No, I said, wow, that's great to hear. There's something definitely that when I met you a couple years ago, you pointed me in the direction of, you know, getting healthier and looking at things. So that makes sense.
Yeah. You ridding stress is a great power, too, because a lot of people don't have any recollection and they don't realize just how unhealthy stress is. You know, it could really kill the body itself, just that alone. And it causes all types of ailments and chemical imbalances because every thought or every emotional reaction sends an electrical pulse to certain parts of your body in which a chemical is released. You understand?
Right.
So that's extremely important. All right. Anything else?
May I ask how you see yourself in the future?
Oh, okay. You know. Myself, let me look into it because I don't want to guess.
Okay. Take your time, brother.
I see myself in the future as the even more supreme power. So I'll be there right with you there. And I mean all
yes,
of
sir.
Them. I mean health, wisdom, knowledge, just power, period. With a very stronger density light. All right, who's next? 251.
Hello?
Yes. How are you?
Okay. I was just wanting you to... My name's Robbie. I'm from Florida. I just wanted to see if you see any love interest in my life anytime soon.
Okay. Your name's Robbie?
Yes.
Okay. And you're from where, you said? Florida. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, you said Florida. Hmm. A nice place. Okay. What I need for you, Robbie, is just relax. Release any preconceived ideas. Just clear your mind and let me in. And I could be able to see what I could find for you. Okay, I do have something there. If anybody makes noises, if you can, either mute yourself if you're doing something. I got distracted toward the end there. I don't know what noise I heard. Pardon me?
Okay. My phone was beeping.
No, that's,
I changed
that's not
my...
you. Oh, that was you?
Maybe. I changed
okay,
phones
I thought
and,
it came
and that. Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, you have to, because I'm concentrating, sort of a concentrated, what can I say, psychic. It's sort of a penetrating psychic power. And when I'm concentrating on something, you know, the slightest sound or if you, even your thoughts can distract me. Like if you start, I can tell when someone's thinking about other ideas or if your head is clear or if it's not. So I pick up on those things pretty quick and that sound. I don't think it came from you.
Okay.
But I was able to gather some information. It's not extremely positive. There's a lot of jerks that are trying to meet you or trying to be with you that you are not attracted to at all. I don't mean physically. I mean as far as the relation, they don't care about you. They just want to use you. And some even want to abuse you. I see these people in, like, bars and stuff. You don't hang out in bars or anything, do you?
No, I do not. No.
Okay. Where do you normally meet people? Because I see what the problem is the places that you are, is somewhere you're going, and you're meeting the wrong people. That's what's happening. That's why you haven't found who or what, whom you're looking for or what you're looking for.
Mm-hmm. Well, I hardly go anywhere but work and church, so that's
okay,
it.
You go to church?
Yes.
You go to work and church? Okay.
Mm-hmm.
No libraries or anything?
No, the beach. That's about it.
The beach. Okay. Do you look, is there any particular place that you look for love? Where are you looking for love or where are you looking for a relationship at, if you don't mind?
Just anywhere. I mean, just feel like maybe one day I'll just stumble up on it.
Okay, then that's probably it. Do you focus a lot on it? Last question.
Well, I'm just ready. I've been single for a long time, and I'm ready to have someone
okay,
in my life.
Do you focus a lot on it?
Yes, I do.
Okay. Okay, those two things are the main problem. Okay. I'll explain.
Okay.
You know, people say usually things that they're not looking for usually come, and when they're looking for it, it don't come.
Right.
That usually happens because a person is forcing something.
Mm-hmm.
And when you let energy flow freely and willingly, everything is at its natural state. You're not when you force them, you're not forcing things literally, but you're forcing things with your thoughts.
Okay.
So it's not coming to you naturally because you're trying to, you know, you're trying to draw it or make yourself a magnet toy and magnetize this individual or a thing. And it's not coming because those things aren't to come by force.
Right.
If you you know what I mean?
Yeah.
In other words, a person can't force someone. A person can't be forced to love someone. A person can't be forced to care about somebody or et cetera. They have
right.
to do it freely. This is something that is expressed freely from within a person's own want and will. So I'm going to give you the formula how to, not, I'll be able to read maybe someone in your, you know, in your path, you know, the next time we meet. Although, change your thinking around. Don't expect a man to come. In other words, I know you want it, although try the opposite. Try not thinking about it and not asking for it, and you'll have a greater chance or opportunity of meeting a really special person if you do that.
Okay. All right.
And don't look
I'll
just
do
anywhere. Matter of fact, don't look. Let it. This energy will come. Don't
okay.
look for it. And the main looking that you're doing is in your own thoughts.
Okay.
It'll come.
All right. Well, thank you very much.
You're welcome. All right. Who is next on here? I think it was, okay, fire, we already got you. Okay, well, everybody's already taken care of. Let's who wants seconds. Let's see who wants seconds there. Anybody like to know anything else? We're doing past, future, present tips. I can give you any one of those.
Okay, I'll go in. Why not?
Okay.
It's Lachelle again. I guess my future.
What would you like to know about your future?
I'd like to know what you see when it comes to just my life in general, like career, like family, if I'll have more children.
Career and family?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. About how far? We'll say.
Okay, let's do 10 years then. Sorry.
10 years. Okay,
yeah.
That's fine. All right, we'll go 10 years. Okay, your finances are secure. I don't know if you, it appears you might have some investments or something or some other business ventures. I didn't really look into that. There is a young man, not your soulmate, although there is a young man or a sort of boyfriend. I saw you holding a baby. But that reading can change because everyone's path or destiny changes based on events. And the event can change based on if he wants a child, he might want a kid or he might want a baby by you. So that depends on him. But you
okay.
will be with a young man and a possible child. Depending what he wants or what you both agree on. And your finances,
okay.
You're comfortable. I'll say
okay.
that. All right.
Thank you.
You're welcome. All right. Is that it? We can wrap up tonight. It was a pleasure with you all.
Thank you.
Absolutely. You're not disappointed it won't be your soulmate, are you?
Well, I don't know. I've got two different... I've someone else told me something different, so I'm a little...
What do the other person tell you?
Well, they said they said it would be a soulmate, not my twin flame, but.
Okay, but a soulmate, really?
Mm-hmm.
Well, I didn't see a soul. I mean, you all were compatible. I mean, I saw, you know, you got along with the guy, you know, enough to possibly have a. You were holding a baby. Honestly, it was a young. You had your children, of course, but you were
mm-hmm.
holding a baby, and
okay.
it had read that future could change based on what you both agreed to do as adults. You know, he might want kids. You know, I don't. What can I say? Yeah, I don't see any other kids you guys would have besides that one. So
mm-hmm.
it's possible that he might want kids from you if you see yourself having kids or you think you might be done in 10 years. Or
I don't know. I feel like there's more. I always feel that way, so that's why
oh,
I asked.
Okay.
Yeah.
That's probably why I saw a baby.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Yeah, it's a young fellow you meet. He's young. I didn't look how young he is, but.
But still younger than me? Is that what you mean?
It's possible. I know he's young. I don't know how old you are currently. So I know he was a young guy. I mean, he's an adult, you know, maybe between late 20s to early 30s. He was around
okay.
that age bracket. So, I couldn't tell you if he was older or young. I haven't looked into that because I don't know how old you are, first of all. Second of all, I haven't looked into that. So that's all.
Okay.
But hopefully that'll help you, okay?
Okay, thank you so much.
Well, thank you. All right, that'll just about do it. This is a very profound session. Like I said, this is the absolutely first time here that we've ever had that. We do look to raise this frequency and vibration in the future on this subject matter. So with that said, once again, give everyone the universal greetings of mathematical science, and I will see you all on the next telecast. Good night.
Good night.